Matt Goodwin is a ridiculous, pure Alan Partridge cringe lord.
We are in torrential rain in Burnage.
Aha!
Just to show you what makes it worthwhile. Hey!
Jurassic Park.
Britain first.
Not Israel?
What?
Not Israel? The media's just...
Kiss my face.
Don't let Mad Zap hypnotise you into voting green. They want to legalise all drugs, crack cocaine and heroin. They want open border chaos. Keir Starmer looks like a robot. Doesn't understand the British people. Vote reform. Put Gorton and Denton first. A vote for Goodwin is a vote for Gorton and Denton. Vote reform. Get Starmer out. It's time to sack Keir Starmer.
Back of the net.
What a ridiculous person. What an absolutely ridiculous cringe lord. Let me tell you something. I don't like Matt Goodwin. I have never liked Matt Goodwin. I even met Matt Goodwin in real life, shook his hand, looked him in the eyes. I still didn't like him. Why don't I like Matt Goodwin? Well, let me count the ways, to quote Christina Rossetti. Was it Rossetti? Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Or maybe I was right the first time. Who knows? Okay. Why do I dislike Matt Goodwin? Well, many reasons. First of all, my buddies Scrump and Evelyn have done a lot of work showing the many, many questionable things that Goodwin has in his background, his ties to the what you might call the permanent security state. Groups like Hope Not Hate, Chatham House. I mean, if you think Matt Goodwin is anti-establishment, I got a bridge to sell you. It is obvious that Matt Goodwin is and has always been a containment operation. Consider his backstory. His backstory is that he has spent his life, his academic life, studying the populist right. And in the course of studying the populist right, he came to see the woke left as a greater threat and actually, got red-pilled in the process of reading. That's his origin story. Only to park himself, to plonk himself directly in the position where a patriot should be. In this video, I'm going to have a look at something that Matt Goodwin wrote recently. In the middle, should be mentioned, of trying to get elected in that Gorton and Denton seat. I hope the Greens win. I hope that Reform UK get the message that they can't be wet and fake and expect to win. People will stay at home. I hope Matt Goodwin loses. If Matt Goodwin tries to sidle over to Restore, he should have the door shut in his stupid Alan Partridge face. That's my view. Okay. But before we get going, let me remind you to pick up courses at the Academic Agency. Bestseller there is Trivium. Buy it now, buy it now. I'll play a quick ad. Which one should we go for today? Let's do the Trivium. And when I come back, I'm going to read this article that Matt Goodwin has written, or at least a section of it. And you can make up your own mind whether this guy is a friend or an enemy.
Now from the Academic Agency.
And just to clarify, it was Elizabeth Barrett Browning and not Christina Rossetti. How do I love thee, let me count the ways. Sonnet 43. Okay, so Goodwin, let's get up this article that he wrote and let's actually have a look at some of his recent statements. One of the ways in which he's trying to attack Restore at the moment is by saying There are lots and lots of people on here who are so terminally online, they've completely lost my point. Guys, get offline, join Reform, and help save your country. Now, one of the reasons this attack of his is backfiring is because Matt Goodwin himself is pretty online. He spent something like, I think he sent 70,000 tweets on his account. And I actually saw him going back and forth with Harrison Pitt. And they actually did a per year rate of tweets. And they found that actually Matt Goodwin has tweeted more than Harrison Pitt. He spends a lot of time, on his Substack. He spends a lot of time online. A lot of his campaign is very online. So it's a strange attack line. But then he repeats this idea of being terminally online in this article that he wrote for Spiked Online. Now, if you know anything about Spiked, they actually started life as something called Living Marxism, some Trotskyite, I should say, branch of communism. And, over time, they kept their Marxism more and more quiet. This is Brendan O'Neill and Claire Fox and people like that. And interestingly, Reform candidate Matt Goodwin is writing for this, Marxist rag here. In the middle of an election, I might add, in the middle of an election where his stated enemies are, the Green Party. And it says, Goodwin insists that this is not about excluding minorities from the national community, contrasting himself with Reform's more vociferous critics on the online hardcore ethno-nationalist right. They're laying it on a bit thick here. He says, this is probably the dividing line between me and some vocal people online, he tells me. Now, let's just think about his career trajectory here. He started off life studying the populist right. Now he is literally running as a populist right MP, and he's doing it in the most containment manner possible. He has parked himself there in order to prevent the actual authentic voice of rightists in this country, from having a voice. He's actually explicitly positioned himself as a gatekeeper. He says, this is probably a dividing line between me and some vocal people online. There's clearly lots of people to the right of Reform, noisy but largely insignificant in the real world, who view Britishness simply through the lens of race, ethnicity, and ancestry. Okay. He has been attacked on X for campaigning with minority Brits. This has really got his blood up, it seems. Oh, aha! Kiss my face. He really angry that he got attacked because he shared lots of photos of himself hugging a Sikh. This is one of my little pet peeves, by the way. Why is it that whenever anybody wants to do anything even vaguely patriotic in this country, they got to hug a Sikh and start talking about the Gurkhas? Well, why is that? Anyway, he says, I've had Sikhs canvassing with me. We've had Hong Kongers, British Hindus. There are people to the right of Reform who would say all of those people should be removed from our country. Yet those people have campaigned with me harder than anybody I see complaining about the state of our country online. In fact, I would go further. They probably believe in this country a lot more than some of the people to the right of Reform who are very good at making noise online, but I've never once seen knock a door. Follow the logic of what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that these Hong Kongers, Hindus, Sikhs and so on, are in some way more patriotic and more British than those people who won't go and campaign on his fucking fake Reform UK ticket. Right? Because you're not out there knocking for his containment operation, you're less British than this Sikh or this Hong Konger or this Hindu. Is this a logical argument? Is this a good argument? Because you're dissatisfied with the results of the permanent Blairite state, the 14 years of betrayal that the Tories have given us, because you're dissatisfied with that, and because you no longer recognise parts of the country, because you don't have love for that basically failed project at this point, that makes you, you know, less patriotic and less British than this Sikh who's campaigning with him, or this Hong Konger, or this Hindu. That's your right. Remember now, he's got an election on Thursday. That's your message to the nation, Matt. Your message to the nation is that your criteria for being British is willingness to campaign on your cringe Alan Partridge campaign in Gorton and Denton. That's your criteria. Anyway, let's carry on. I don't want to any part in a politics that is just saying we want all these people out. It's BNP politics. It's the National Front in 1979. And that's what they're going to run on. They're going to run on basically racial exclusionism, which they'll soon find is a vote loser and appeals to about 2% of the country, he says. We're speaking a few days. I mean, I tell you what, you can say what you want about those parties in the 70s and so on. If the country had listened to them, or if they listened to, you know, Enoch Powell back in 1968, if the Tory party had just been willing to go along with that a bit more, rather than doing what they did and oppose them every step of the way, throwing Powell out of the party, et cetera, maybe we wouldn't be in the shit that we are right now. Because it's been a runaway train, hasn't it? It's been a runaway train. You're never allowed to criticize in that direction. So then you get another 10 million. You get another, I mean, and then you end up with the absurdity of the Boris wave. And that is what has led to this crisis right now. The crisis was not caused by Enoch Powell or by John Tyndall or by the BNP. The crisis was caused by people like you, Matt Goodwin. It was caused by the rotten decisions of the establishment, wasn't it, Matt Goodwin? Why aren't you saying that? Why are you standing up there and then using your platform now as a reform MP to criticize the people who were actually correct about this back then? Why are you doing that? Anyway, let's carry on. We're speaking a few days after Great Yarmouth MP Rupert Lowe pushed out of reform last year in questionable circumstances, following an almighty spat with Farage, launched his own party, Restore Britain. Whether or not this was Lowe's intention, its launch has been welcomed by precisely the kind of ex-dwelling, as if Tom Slater's not on X, as if Matt Goodwin is not on every single minute of the day on X, as if all of you M25 Westminster bubble sewer creatures aren't all ex-dwellers, as if you're not all in a big ex group chat sending snidey little messages to each other in your gay little containment operation. Race-obsessed rightist Goodwin is taking aim at. So is Restore Britain headed down this exclusionist road? From where that particular party started, which I don't think will be very significant in British politics, it doesn't have anywhere to go, Goodwin says. Its entire ecosystem is filled with the wrong kinds of people. You could say, Matt, with a basket of deplorables, couldn't you? You big-eared... It's filled with the wrong kinds of people. It's filled with what? Patriots. The wrong kinds of people who hold the wrong kinds of ideas. A basket of deplorables. It's filled with a... Why didn't you just come out and say it, Matt? It's filled with a basket of deplorables. The people who are criticising reform from the right, he concludes witheringly, are an assortment of amateurs, egomaniacs, Zoomers with very little political experience, and inexperienced ideologues who don't really have a grip on political reality. Right. That's what, so you're watching this, right? You're watching this on X or you're watching this on YouTube. That's what Matt Goodwin thinks of you. So when you're in my comments, say, well, Matt Goodwin's all right. Matt Goodwin's all right. Why have you got it in for Goodwin, AA? It's because that is what he thinks of you. He has a very low opinion of his own base. Reform hate their own base. That is why they're trying to sound like the Lib Dems. That is why they've parked themselves to the left of Ed Davey. And that is why they have containment spooks like Goodwin working for them. So anyway, let's wrap up on that. So hopefully what I've done here is I've shown you why, one, you shouldn't vote for Matt Goodwin. I would rather give reform a bloody nose and stick the lunatic Greens in Gorton and Denton, to teach them a lesson that you can't take on all of your base. Okay, the people he's throwing under the bus in that, the people he's got in mind is literally Carl Benjamin, is literally all of the Lotus Eaters guys, is literally all of your favorite people that you watch, Paz, whether it doesn't matter where it is, Paz or, you know, Jeff Taylor or me or whoever, he is throwing under the bus the entire ecosystem, anybody that's not on Talk TV or GB News, containment operation. Anybody who doesn't write for Spiked Online, oh, they're a writer. They don't live in the real world. What's the real world, Matt? You on a bus sounding like Alan Partridge. You know, the real world. Let's have a look at the real world again.
We are in torrential rain in Burnage.
Oh! The real world. The real world. In the real world, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people watch and follow and are loyal to all of those people that you've just thrown under the bus. And in the real world, over in America, where Donald Trump was a phenomenon, though less said about Trump now the better, but if you have a look at how that movement was built, Trump did not, and I tried to tell Matt Goodwin this when I actually met him. I tried to say, like, look, study how Trump did it. He didn't throw his base under the bus. He had a way of keeping people on board. He had a way of getting support from all of those basket of deplorables that Matt Goodwin has just thrown under the bus. Reform are trying to win this election going against their entire base. They think they can win this election with bingo grannies and strictly come dancing watchers and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Now, the thing is about those people, and again, reality, yeah, reality, political science. I thought this was what that's meant to be your expertise area, Matt Goodwin, okay? They talk about people who are committed, right? The people who have, what they call an enthusiasm gap. Right? Do you remember when Trump got up there and he said, like, look, my followers, they take a bullet for me. When I made that Rupert Lowe video a couple of days back on Saturday, people were saying they'd crawl through grass, they crawl through broken glass for Rupert Lowe. Those people are committed. Your granny who watches I'm a Celebrity and whatnot, they're going to be fair weather voter. They're a casual audience. Okay. There's a difference between a casual audience and a hardcore audience. What Reform are trying to do is win this election without any of their hardcore at all. just alienating anybody, and it's going disastrously for them. Soon, I'm going to be reviewing some of the showdowns between Alex Phillips and Young Bob, and Alex Phillips and Charlie Downs, and David Starkey and Rupert Lowe. I'm going to be actually analysing that. And one of the things I've noticed is that whether it's on their own channels, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on, the terminally online X and so on, it hasn't gone well for them. Those exchanges have not gone well for Reform. They're getting buried. That always happens. That has been the let's ask a question. Why are we here in 2026? Why have the Tories been buried and zero seated? Why is the Overton window that everybody loves to talk about here, that somebody like Matt Goodwin is forced to run as a containment MP? The reason is because in those terminally online spaces 10 years ago, 5 years ago, etc., every single time these conversations were allowed to take place, every single time the showdown happened, the right walloped the weaselly center-right or the center, right? The containment position. It's been absolutely smashed. In America, it's been obliterated. It doesn't even exist anymore. This is the process that's happening now. Reform could have looked at all of that data. It could have looked at those trends and decided, look, we know, right, we're still containment, right? If they were smart, we're still containment, but we're not going to play this game of trying to behave like it's 2006, which is what they're doing at the moment. They could have learned from it and thought, well, we'll bring these people in. We can betray them afterwards, but we'll just, but they haven't done that. They're actually setting themselves up as enemy from now. But don't forget, the election's not until 2029. For Goodwin, the election's later this week. I hope he doesn't win. In a different world, I would have been on his side. In a different world, there wouldn't be the split with Rupert Lowe and Restore. In a different world, we'd all be supporting Reform. In that world, they don't throw the base under the bus. In that world, they don't literally every single day give us the Hillary Clinton basket of deplorable speech. I tell all of this to Matt Goodwin to his face. He deserves it. All right. That'll do for now. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency, Trivium and the Bestseller, as I said, and I'll see you next time.
If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.